Time to grab that guitar, take a seat, and spin some tales. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller from Classic Country Q97.3 99.3. Be sure to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. And now here's your host, Scott Miller.
My guest is the one and only Brian Blaylock. Brian, thank you for making it down here to the radio station. So
I'm
we can
glad
have
to
a
be here.
Picking and grinning here. Now, a lot of folks know you because of the music store, right?
Right. My parents, Clyde and Sue Blaylock, started a music store in June of 78. And Dad taught music for several years. And in fact, Josh Hickson, you worked with at 911,
yeah,
took mandolin lessons from my dad.
No kidding, really?
Yeah.
So. That's interesting, man. Well, so the store obviously is gone now, but I bet there's a lot of memories. Huh?
Oh, yeah, I need to write a book because the way my ADHD goes off, it'd go from 1982 to 2015 and all back and forth.
All right, do you remember the first song you ever learned?
No.
Why not?
Because I've slept since then.
<You're> crazy. This will be G. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I swear I'd never do it again. I swore my ways that I would mend. But you cheated, girl, and that's a sin. Here I am, I'm drunk again.
It's too early.
I'm drunk because that you are gone. By the bar, I'm standing all alone, drowning my sorrows deep within. Here I am, I'm drunk again. All right, pick it, come on now. I don't like this life of mine, drinking whiskey, beer, and wine. Oh, my darling, this is the end. Here I am, I'm drunk again. Taking the seat now. I'm drunk because that you are gone. By far, I'm standing all alone. See,
mighty
we got
fine.
The last note, too.
Mighty fine.
Mighty fine.
Okay. Hey, hey, and howdy out there in radio land. That's the Roadhog Moran and the Cadillac Cowboys.
You know, I got in trouble for playing it on air one time, that song. When I worked at WWVA in Wheeling, I did the all-night show, and between 5 and 5:30, it was nothing going on. So I put that album on, you know, just let the thing track across. Unfortunately, it was owned by Columbia Pictures, the radio station. One of the executives from Columbia Pictures was in the town and listening to radio station. And I'm telling you, I got a lot of trouble. They said, "What is this guy doing playing this?" Because you know, it was, you know, "All right, boys, kick her off." You know how this thing goes.
Well, that's the Roadhog Moran.
Yeah.
The Cadillac Cowboys.
So much trouble. And I thought to myself, who in God's green earth is up at 5 o'clock in the morning listening to this stupid radio?
He's going to grab and complain about something.
That's right. So they told me, don't ever do that again. But you just remind me that, you know what, I might do that on Classic Country. But if the whole thing play again.
Do the Lester Roadhog thing, too. All these kids need to hear Lester Roadhog and the Cadillac Cowboys.
Yeah, it was...
The Johnny Mac Brown High School.
Yeah, and they...
used to be over the Moose Lodge number 13, the Volunteer Fire Hall, before it burnt down.
And the best part I like is when they talk about their... there's going to be a meeting, Alcoholics Anonymous or something.
Drinks will be provided.
I'll bet.
It don't take much to entertain me.
Oh, my goodness. All right, go ahead. Plick another one.
Let's see. It's a song I can definitely relate to. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I've rambled all around. There's more pretty girls than one. Now mama talked to me last night. She gave me some good advice. She said, son, you ought to quit this old rambling all around. Marry you a sweet loving wife. I wish I could. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town I've rambled all around. There's more pretty girls than one. Honey, look down that long, lonesome road. Hang down your pretty head and cry. Cause I'm a-thinking all about them pretty little gals. And hoping that I'll never die. There's more pretty girls than one. There's more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I've rambled all around. There's more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I've rambled all around. There's more pretty girls than one.
Again, we ended on the same note, see?
There you go.
That's all it counts. So what's in your future, my good friend? Tell me. What's your plans? I know you you're driving a truck now, right?
Yeah, and I've taken a job with Usher Transport since I've got my hazmat, and start to work with them a couple of weeks. And music-wise, sit at the house. If anybody's on my Facebook page, I'll get the ADHD moment and squirrel and post some, and that's about it.
But you fill in and you play with different bands and stuff, guys. Too,
right, I've been with the Crowbirds 11 years, but they're not doing anything. I don't know. I'm just sit here and wait, and I just hope St. Louis Cardinals win the World Series.
Well, you know, you never know, buddy.
Yeah.
So, let's do one to go out. Let's see if I can figure something out here. You want to play the mandolin?
Yeah. You'd play this on the bluegrass thing several years ago. That was the first Bill Monroe song that he ever recorded. I think it's 39 or 40. He had String Bean Aikman on the banjo and Howardy Forrester on the fiddle, and his wife Sally Ann played in. Of course, I know Cindy Penn's head's going to explode. There was an accordion on this song.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah. So this is the first far as I know, the first bluegrass song that Bill Monroe ever recorded, and the predecessor. I went to Saudi High School, so I don't know these 50 Cent words. But if you looked up Bill Monroe in the early, late 1930s and early 40s, it'd have to be the predecessor of Rockabilly. In fact, Elvis Presley recorded Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, that being said, we'll do the... That's the number I wrote back in 1939, all the Bluegrass Boys, entitled The Bluegrass Special. This again.
What key was it? We got
it's an A.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm over here on C sharp. All right, let's do it again. Pleasure having you here, Brian.
Yes, sir, Scott.
And, you know, you're welcome back anytime for our pick and porch. And if you want to bring some of your cronies with you, we'll get a whole band going in here. I guess we got enough room for a whole band, don't we?
It'd be the three of me, myself, and I.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here.
I enjoyed it, Scott.
I did too, buddy.
Woohoo! Thanks for joining us for some picking, grinning, and the stories behind the music. It's the Pick and Porch Podcast with Scott Miller. Don't forget to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review the Pick and Porch Podcast, heard anywhere you get your podcast, and exclusively from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.